Father in heaven, we do thank you for this wonderful day. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you that you always remain on time, perfect in every order. We thank you that we can always count upon you. Father, we count even on our own selves, but with you, we have strength, we have help, we have an atonement of your love, your grace that you bestow upon those whom you love. And Father, we count it a privilege this day to come before your presence. We thank you that we know that your eyes are over this service right now in the wonderful name of our Savior, Jesus Christ. We thank you for the identity that you identify yourself with your beloved. Father, we know that your word declares that you'll never leave us, that you'll never forsake us, for your eyes run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show yourself strong on behalf whose heart is made perfect toward you. And your word also declares that two or three shall gather in my name, you'll be in the midst of them. So, Father, in that we give this time to you right now in Jesus' name. We pray that you'd move by your Holy Spirit. We pray that you'd bind all hindering powers, all confusion, all doubt, unbelief. And we pray that you'd touch us in a mighty way by faith, joy, peace, goodness, meekness, temperance, patience, the good things. Father, the things that are obtainable through your Spirit. Father, we just need them this day. We find ourselves as very lacking within our own selves. We want you to touch us in a mighty way. Speak to our hearts as only you can. Father, we believe that this is designed by you this day. We pray that you'd touch this service in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen. I truly believe that we're living in a time of serious, most everybody should be very serious because of the hardships that even the world's facing. And we need to come beyond that place of great laughter and all that, because I think that the whole world is coming to a place of great thinking, because there's perilous times coming to the world itself. If God doesn't shorten that day, the Bible said the very elect would not be saved. And the Bible says that perilous times shall come, for men shall be lovers of their self, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, which sure to see in these things, and lovers of pleasures, more than love of God, having a form of godliness, but denying his power thereof, from such turn away from. And this describes for it basically what, whether you're a Christian or non-Christian, whether you're really super duper hot or you're lukewarm or you're cold, we all, wherever depth we are with the Lord, and we may not have any consideration of the Lord, but we all see in these things that's coming to pass. And it's a sign that God's sending us that he's coming is very soon. It's a sign, and he does it deliberately that we might recognize that he's saying, people, I'm coming. I'm coming back. I'm bringing conditions back, because this dispensation that you're now living in is soon come to a time of closure. And God, at that closure, when he does close it, it'll not be the same dispensation as we're living in right now. Some people will go transfer into it, the next dispensation, but I believe that there's going to be a day, the 7 years is going to be very difficult from all people upon this earth who have left here and face the things that they're facing. It's going to be without, it's going to be hardships, it's going to be troubles, it's going to be serious things that they're going to face constantly for that 7 year period. It's going to be a troublesome time. They're going to come into a time when Satan is going to come and says he has the answer for them. And a lot of people will buy into what he's telling them, because he's going to tell them if he gets in control, all things are going to be well. But when people give into that, at that time, he's really going to come down with his hatchet and really stir up a lot of mess. And he's going to have a payday there for a while for those who have put some activity in their hearts years before. Those people had maybe known the Lord, and then pretty soon they got very loose in their experiences, and pretty soon they bought into him because of what they liked what he had to offer them. And sin, people love it for a season, but the enemy always has a payday when you get involved in sin. It doesn't show up today, but remember, it not show up tomorrow, but eventually it'll show up with you or before you pass away. And these are certain things that we should think about where we're at. What's going on? Do I have a way of escaping this? Colossal downfall is going to come upon all men. Bible says it's going to go to all quarters of the earth. Is it going to happen to everyone? Then we should be concerned. And if we're God's people, we should believe that he has the answer for us. And he does. But many of us take it in the degree that Oh, it's just it's in the sweet by and by. It's not for me right now. I'm gonna be okay. A lot of people, I've talked to them, they don't even want to think about it. But we can't be as the ostrich goes, puts his head in the sand. They'll put their head in the sand, and yet their whole body's uncovered. The world can see them. But they think in their heart, the way they're made up, they can put their ostrich and put his head in the sand, and he thinks he's all right, or she. But that's the way we are. We think we can hide, but we're out there in the facial presence of what's taking place in this earth. We find ourselves, there's no hiding place. There's no shelter. There's no protection. There's very perilous times ahead of our nation, before the world. There's crisis that's going to come up. There's going to be many people have thought that all is well. There's going to be hospitals are going to be full, and there's going to be jails are going to be full. And jails are about full right now. There's not much room to get rid of the criminals because they let some turn up because they haven't got room for them. But this is just the beginning of hard times, of perilous times. God says, when you see these things come to pass, look up, your redemption nigh. This is the word of God. He says, my children, look to me, all ye that worry and heavy laden, and I shall give you rest. We're weary and heavy laden. We should look up, for your redemption draweth nigh. God's calling us to come out from among them that we might be severed. The 18th chapter of Revelation says, and when they shows before this period of time, it's predicted that Babylon is going to be a fallen place. And I truly believe that America really fits in that area. It's coming to pass. Hopefully, God's people will be out of here before that takes place anyway. But we need to realize there's going to be serious conditions ahead of mankind. And the only shelter that we have is in the living God, the true and living God. He has a way for us. He's got a place for us to hide in the shadow of the Almighty. The 91st Psalm, as I really believe, is for the child of God in the hour that we're living in. He that dwelt in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And it says, I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge. We can have that authority as God's children, that we can say that this mountain be removed, and God will hide us, He will shelter us, He will protect us in the times of troubles, through the times of difficult living. And I believe that difficult living is coming to pass. Very soon, there's going to be a lack of money that's going to take place, and that's when the enemy is going to come in. He says, I've got the solution. I've got the answer. You know, you just look to me, and I'll save you. You're not going to be able to buy any food without his mark. So when this takes place, you're going to have to take the mark of the beast. And that means that when you take this mark, that it's no more fun. It's more that you'll have worse than the old having stamps day in World War II. It's going to be a time when you had to have that mark, and when you go down to buy groceries, it's coming right here where we're living. There's no escaping it. It's coming. He's coming through the clouds of glory, and the powers of darkness has already come in, and coming in to such a degree that they've already got the strongholds set up. They're already thinking about it. The enemy, he's already thinking about what he's going to do, how he's going to lambast us, how he's going to plague us with plagues and all these wicked things that's going to come to pass. But we, as most of a lot of people that's here, will find ourselves defenseless against the activity that's going to come place. We'll find ourselves without any armament. We'll find ourselves naked in the world. We'll find ourselves, because we don't want to fit in this ugliness, because we've had a taste of God and we realize that we had something wonderful, but we'll have no be able to escape it. It's coming on all those that miss the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus is coming back very soon. That's why we need to have not a phony God or a phony life in our life. We need to have an in with God right now before this time takes place, because we have, as God permits it, He will let us come into His presence. And we can come, like Psalms 100 says, make a joyful noise on the Lord, all ye lands, serve the Lord with gladness, come before His presence with singing. We're still at that period that we can do these things. We can come in and sing and say, praise you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. Wonderful Lord, that you're so glory, so mighty. I believe in your Holy Spirit. And I believe this is the true problem where we're off, as we, many of us, don't believe in the Holy Spirit. It's a great dividing place in the churches, but the new churches accept it either way it is. So when people that say they have got it, and basically when you look at it, it's no different than the people that don't have it. It really doesn't make any difference. It's a false illusion that you're seeing. You say, well, we got it. I've talked to you. Oh, we have it. And I said, well, what about If God, oh, we don't do that. No, that's serious. You know, we don't do that. We that's go to your inner closet someplace. We don't do this in open. Well, when you're ashamed of God and what He is, you're ashamed of Him. When you're ashamed of anything that the tool that God gives us, which the Holy Spirit, and I'm going to say it a little better, who the Holy Ghost is, they're really ashamed of. They don't even want to say the word the Holy Ghost. Oh, pray. It's the Holy Spirit because God just, you know, God will not do all those things. Well, I guarantee you, God is going to do these things. He's coming very soon. He's coming for those whose hearts are made ready toward Him. His eyes run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show Himself strong on behalf whose hearts are made perfect toward. He would not put Him in there if He wasn't, His eyes were not continually watching what's going on. He knows every hair on our head. He knows our blood pressure. He knows what we've been thinking. He knows what we ate this morning for breakfast. He knows all of us. He knows what we're thinking right now. He knows everything because He's God. And I don't know how He does it, but He lives within those who will give themselves over to Him. He will live in your heart, and you will have that protection. You'll have that identification that the one that knows all will be in you, and you will have His help to the time He brings you out. What a bargain. And the enemy, he says, oh, you don't want to accept that. And that's what many of God's people, that's having a form of godliness. They have a form of godliness, but they deny the power thereof. They deny it. I've been in churches, and they denied it. They said, we're not going to have this in a church. And this is spirit-filled churches. And I shame, shame, shame on those people because they're going to lose it. And what God's written on those, people don't see it. But Ichabod, God's written Ichabod, a lot of churches, and you start going through their schisms, all their rituals, and they believe on nothing of supernatural. They believe in all of mind. They believe in what the mind says, and they move through the people, the officials, what they're thinking. They think, but they don't have any desire for a spiritual, because it'll change them. It'll change them from glory, which they are right now, into glory. And they don't want glory. They want glory. They want to be just like Lucifer. He's the same way. That's what separated him from God in the very beginning. Now, God's people are accepting what he has because he knows his tool, how efficient it is. So he realized if he can bring us in with a little nibble of cheese, we're going to be like a little mouse. We're going to follow that in until we're trapped. He says, you know, you don't need any of this power about the Holy Spirit. You know, the Holy Ghost, that's way out for those way back in the 1800s. They don't even use those words no more. That's a byword. But I guarantee you it's not a byword. The Holy Spirit is strong. The Holy Ghost is real. He is the same. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He changes not. Our minds can change. Our hearts can change. But God never changes. He remains the same. He remains. That's why you can depend on Him. If He was like we are, we'd be so wishy-washy that we can't do nothing. We can't even remember what we did yesterday because we're so out of touch with God. God helps us center our mind. It says He will keep in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on Thee because we trust in Him. Out of abundance of heart, the mouth speaketh. So we realize that we're a vessel that's going to either speak righteousness or unrighteousness. And when you get out with these people that practice these things, you'll wonder what's coming out of them sometimes. Because the old man gets loose, and he says things, and he does things, and he acts different because he's not led to the Spirit. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. There's God's freedom. And that God paid a price for this freedom would be here. He gave us our own Jesus as our Savior. And what we're doing with Jesus, it's just like Apostle Paul told in the Word of God. He says, in Galatians, you start in the Spirit. How come? How you foolish ones? Why are you now sweat back into the flesh? And that's where most people are. Many of us started in the Spirit. But if we don't keep it up to date every day of our life, basically, you're going to be back to that degree, and we're going to be starting to work out to prove something. But we don't, God understands us. So we're not proving, we're just fooled, we're the ones being fooled. God sees that we've already left it long ways back. We left the track. We left the track of salvation many miles back. We need to get off and get some way God pushes back, somehow get us back on track before we can be saved, because we're at that crucial hour when the time's going to be cut off. And eternity without God is going to be very difficult. without God, it's going to be very struggling. There's going to be very things that we don't want. We cannot see the degree that's coming, but it's coming on all planet Earth. No one is exempt unless you know Jesus Christ, your personal Savior, and having the overflow of God's love. Revelation says, neither we're hot or cold, but if we're lukewarm, and I see the church very lukewarm, if your experience isn't better today than when you're saved, you're lukewarm. We need to grow. We need to grow up because God's coming back. And we're not going to be able to give excuses. We're not going to say, I blame Adam. I blame Eve. No, we're going to say, it's me, O Lord, sending me to prayer. Not my sister nor my brother, but it's me, O Lord. It's me that's failed. It's me that did not receive that God. It's me that hasn't sought you. It's me that was satisfied living an old lukewarm life. Now you tell me that I got to be hot? Yes, he do. Yes, sir. He don't want you cold either. He wants you hot. He don't want cold. He'd rather that you was cold as lukewarm because he'd have more respect on you. We're lukewarm. That means we've once had that heavenly power. And the cold is those who have never known. But us that have received, we've got to go for glory. Because we're expecting more for those who have entered into that area. There's going to be a chilling water, whichever way they go. Cold or in between, unless you're hot of God. And we need to stay every day of our life figuring this is the last day that I'm going to be on planet Lord Earth. And I'm going to be vacated this night. If I'm here, I need to be ready to take off with heaven. And I'm not going to wait till tomorrow morning. I'm going to make sure that my experience is up to date right now with the Lord Jesus Christ, because that day's coming very fast and coming upon planet Earth in such a speed that no one can erase that time unless they receive atonement this day. That you need to receive Jesus in the fullness. Receive Him as your personal Savior. Walk in His presence. Walk in His fullness by the Spirit of God. The anointing breaks forth the yoke. The anointing of God is here to set that we might receive and help. God has prepared His people, but His people hasn't taken what He gave them. He says, "Oh, my people, come unto me, all ye that weary and heavy laden, and I shall give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, learn of me, for I am meek and lowly, and ye shall find rest in your soul." The Israelites, God's chosen people, could not enter into the promised land because of unrest. And the only way that we can have the rest in our hearts and have a peace of God is having right standard with God. There is no other way. We can write it down. We can take a piece of paper and say, "I'm a member of the First Church of Nobody," or "I'm in the brotherhood of someone else." But we're without the Spirit of God. The Bible tells me that without your name written down with the lambs of life, you cannot enter into heaven. And that's very serious. Jesus has to write your name in, and God sanctions you. The Holy Ghost is actually the deliverer. And when we get rid of the deliverer, which is the Holy Ghost, and go out and say, "We don't need you, Holy Ghost. We don't need you," because we're beyond that. We know how to operate our church. We find ourselves in very ice that's already melted. And what happens to ice when it's melted? You sink. And that's what happens to us, whole church. We're cold. We're cold. We need to be on fire. The Spirit of God is what fuels us. The Spirit of God is our thermometer. It's the signs of the time, having your spirit on fire. The joy of the Lord is my strength. I was reading it today. The disciples were full of joy at the day of Pentecost and full of the Holy Ghost. Now put that, the disciples were full of joy and full of the Holy Ghost. Well, when you go out here in your sad sack, when you're in so much desperation, it's troublesome time, all these things, you need to take an examination this day. Right where you're sitting, we need to take America. You need to say where you are. Am I ready to meet God? Are we ready to meet God this day? That we're that close to that hour. We need to be prepared. We need to be ready, myself included. I have to seek God every day of my life and say, "Lord, have I strayed any?" We need to have that in our heart, that we take an accountability test every day of our life, that we're going to be above what we were yesterday. And it takes some effort. It takes what we call effort. It takes strength to do it, be an overcomer. But you just sit back and take it easy, you're not going to make it. I don't care who you are. You just sit back and say, "Well, I'm going to go out with the boys or the girls tonight. I'm just going to, well, God expects me to have fun." Well, okay, just see, you're going to miss it. Because it takes strength, it takes effort, it takes calling upon God, it takes praying through.
People don't even know how to pray through. They don't realize that heaven was real. But I guarantee if you miss heaven, you're going to be in line going downstairs. And downstairs, there's no remedy. There's no restitution. God's already paid in full that we might escape that terrible day. It was only meant for the devil and his angels. But he takes us with him. And we're not smart enough, us Christians are not smart enough to realize where we're headed. And where we're headed is not good. We need to wake up, knowing the time now is high time to wake out of sleep. For now is our salvation nearer than believe. But I'll guarantee you what I'm saying is from God. God's Spirit is speaking through me. It's real. I have his benediction on my life, and I don't even know what I'm going to say, and I know this is from God. You choose life this day, or you choose death. Do you want to live? Choose God. You've got time. Now is the point, except today. Now is the time of salvation. We don't need to no longer put off tomorrow what we should have done yesterday. But let's not go no farther. Don't know what put off tomorrow what we can do today. Now is the accepted time. Now is the day to call upon God. For he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the righteous man his thought, and let him return unto God, and to our God will he abundantly pardon. For as high as the heavens are from the earth, and so his ways are higher than our thoughts. His powers are higher. That's why he gave us the power of the Holy Ghost. That's why Jesus said, it's needful that I go away. For if I go not away, the Holy Ghost will not come. The tool that we so against mankind and this land that we live in is so against. He is your life support. He is your way maker. And when you treat him so terrible, you've given away the tools, the equipment that God gives us that we may have eternal life. We take from the Lord. His hands are saying, come, my child. And we say we want to do it our way. We don't want the Holy Ghost. We just come in there because you accept it, whosoever will. And these people have spoken this lie to the churches. Have to go through it double times because it's a lie. That's a lie from Satan. God says, I want my people to come out from among the beasts. He says, what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For ye are, this is the word of God, for you are the temple of the living God. As God said, come out from among them and be separate. Our churches don't want to come out. They don't want to be separate. They want to be like everybody else. They don't want to come to the point that they got to choose you this day whom you'll serve. It's serious times. I have troubles with it. God showed me a lot. And if I have trouble with it, I know that most everybody else, you pastors really need it. Some of you pastors have told me that God don't move, that he don't do these. Well, I'll still tell you, he's moved every day of my life, and he's going to move more and more, and you're going to see him move out of your life, sir, and then you're going to be frightened. You'll have the spirit of fear. And the Bible says that nobody with a spirit of fear can enter into heaven. You'll have an unbelief, and no unbelievers can enter into heaven too. And you pastors will miss it too. You're preaching such a great, wonderful blessing, God's pie in the sky, but I'll guarantee you, God wants your heart. And we give him what we want to give him. He wants our heart. Our house and land go with it. But we need to give ourselves unto him. Now is accepted day. Seek ye first his kingdom. Bible says, let all these things shall be added. We have put the scripture down. I've heard of it. Oh, that doesn't mean us. Oh, I guarantee it does mean it, because it wouldn't be in the scriptures if God didn't want it. We can be more than conquerors through him which loved us. God's made this life as promotional by the Spirit of God. He is our leader. He is the way. And we need to speak in that heavenly language. We need to have that, because that is what builds us up. Building up your Jude says, building up yourself currently, daily, in the most holy faith, praying in the Spirit of God, praying in the Holy Ghost. That's our lifeline. It's not the hospital that gives us lifeline. It's the Spirit of God. And we throw him out, we went farther than we need to go. The Bible tells me that all will be forgiven. Jesus says all things can be forgiven. But any time we come against the Holy Ghost, it's not forgiven. So some of you out there have went across the line already. You need to really settle in and seek where you're headed. You need to be prepared, because that heat's going to be hot. It's going to be terrible. I don't want to go there. God's real. He's coming back. I felt how people are going to feel. It's going to be a terrible place. We need to be alive under God, dead unto sin. We need to take what's going to happen to us. Is not what we're going to eat tonight, but our relationship with God. It's that serious. You don't need to go to the hospital. You need to see God. You don't need to go to the doctor. You need to see God. That's more important than anything. There's going to be a day appointed unto God. All appointments are going to be canceled out. It's appointed unto man. What's thy? Then comes the judgment. It's coming through. The appointment is, it's light will pass away. But what we do for God will never pass away. It'll go on forever. I challenge you this day to seek God. Call upon Him. Because He's real. He's faithful. And His Spirit, you need to love it. You need to love His Spirit. If you loved His Spirit, you wouldn't want to say nothing because He is truly wonderful. He is precious. He's beyond description. His anointing is, oh, I feel the glory of God right now. His love is like cherishing anything above this world. There's nothing that feels like His precious Spirit of God. But people take it so carelessly. They're careless. It's like, you know, we people down there, you know, we put your church, name in the church book, and God honors our church, you know, because it's our, you know, our fathers. We come here, and that's, yeah, we're going on the old pathway. The Bible says, come out from among them, be separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I shall receive you. We need to be a separated people, a holy people, without wrath. We need to be holy. And people say, oh, you're holier now. We need to be holy than now. Those old fogies that said this, they was on the wrong track too. You leaders out there have said this time and time again. It's been told me many times. But I guarantee you, I can never get enough of God. And I can try as hard as I can, and I'll never get enough. God's real. It's not just having a form of God, but it's God's real. And we deny in actions. We deny because we do not accept it. We deny because we go to the most holy faith church that has no miracles. We have very few people get saved. We're so happy about it because we can come as we are. We have our dinners and we have all of our gatherings. And our pastor is so lovely because he just speaks just so soothing. That you people are so wonderful. I'll guarantee you, we need less of that. We need the power of God when He says you once need to get right with God. Soothing, that's not what we need. We're a people of habit. And we get the wrong habits in our life. We need that habit broken because it's serious. Oh, I feel the glory of God here today. I feel that God here to erect you today, to establish your heart in a very special way because He's coming back very, very soon. Make your pathway sure this day. Invest in time in God because you're going to live maybe a place that doesn't have any insulation. It's going to be a place of no coolers. You're not going to have your beer down there. You're not going to have a lot of your famous things. You're not going to have those ugly little shows you watch. You're not going to have these things that lure us away from the things of God. We need to count our many blessings day by day that I love you, Lord. I love you more than life itself. We need that in our heart. If not, we all need to get down and pray through till we have it. God bless you. I'm going to close with that. We need to pray through till we have it with God. God bless you forevermore. Hallelujah. For I am the Lord thy God. I'm here in a very powerful way, says the Spirit of God. I'm here to help you. Why do not you follow me? Why do you go your own perfect way that you see within yourself? You need me to straighten that way. You need the Lord thy God to help you. I'm here to help you. Instead of you doing it in your own limitations. Your own limitations will take you down to a place beyond where I'll not see you, my child. You will live in eternal darkness. You'll live separated from me. I wish do not want to lose you, my child. I wish to help thee. Seek me and you shall surely find me. For I am calling thee this day in a very powerful way. Oh, church, wake up. Oh, wake up. My people need to really be awake this day, for I am coming soon. I challenge you this day. Stir up the gifts that I put within thee. Some of thee out there, I've given thee gifts. And many years ago, thou was on fire. This day, thou art colder than lukewarm. Thou art so cold that thou struggles in life itself because thou hast known what it meant to know the Lord thy God. And this night, thou art cold. Thou art indifferent. Thy bones ache. Thy heart aches. But I shall heal that if thou shalt come to me this day. I will remember thee and I shall heal thee. Yet thou hast lost a lot of ground. But I say it's better to make it to heaven and not have all the fame and all the gain as to lose out in heaven and have it here for a moment and then lose it for eternity. Eternity is an ever and ever and ever never ending time.
And those out there that realize that those moments that you have pass so fast, they pass, they become yesterdays. But Father, when you get in an eternal place, it will never change. It'll be there forever. And your heart will ache. Your heart will throb. Your being will come apart. You'll feel the everything in your bosom. The ache, ache, ache. It'll be a time of troublesome time. It'll be worse than that is even through the 7 years. Hell's going to be a terrible place, but heaven is going to be the opposite. It's going to be without any imagination, says the Spirit of God. It's beyond any degree what the Lord thy God has chosen to give you. Come, my people, said the Spirit, come, and I shall forgive thee. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Pray for, Father, I just pray for these people this day. Pray for each heart, each one. And, oh, Lord, I don't know what to say, but you, I just give you glory and honor. There is a voice crying in the wilderness that the Lord is coming. Remember that. He's coming. You've been told. America, you've been told. He's coming. Repent. Be steadfast, unmovable. Always bound the work of the Lord. Know that your labor is not in vain. Father, I just praise you this day. I pray that you'll bless these this one in a mighty way. We thank you. Father, lift up Tony this day. I lift up those who are internet with us, who are our friends. We pray that you lift up these ones that call in. We pray for a mighty blessing on all these. We pray that you'll bless them mightily. We pray that you'll fortify them with your mighty power. I pray that you take away any wrong intentions upon them this day. That those that call in to us, I pray that you give them special favor in the God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost, that you'll part the waters before them. And we pray for a mighty blessing upon them as only you can. We thank you again in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen. Praise God.